So this is it, huh? My best friend is finally becoming a man. You've been going out on dates, with a girl even. Well, other than me. Not that those were dates. We did do stuff together, like go to the movies, or play some football down at the park, or just spend the day together watching TV and playing video games. But we're just friends. Sure, I'm a girl, and I'm your friend, but that doesn't make me your girlfriend, right? Well, I'm happy for you. It sounds like things are getting serious between the two of you. I heard that her parents are out of town next weekend. I don't want to get your hopes up, but that could be a fun night for you. You guys have gone out a few times, and you've been doing the entire lovey-dovey thing everywhere, especially at school. It's kind of gross, if you ask me, but whatever. I think at this point there's a reasonable chance she wants your dick. Now, she's had a little bit more experience than you. Maybe a lot, depending on who you ask, but I'm not the one to spread vicious rumors. When the time comes to get naked with her, I just hope you have a better luck than your first go with other athletic endeavors. Oh, come on, you suck at it, and you know it. At least your first time, though. When we were kids and you climbed your first tree, I was the one who had to help you back down. I was riding a bicycle long before you and had to show you how to do it properly before you killed yourself. You couldn't even play football properly without my help. So, good luck with this girl tonight. Sex doesn't seem that hard, but I suppose you'll be your typical nervous self and end up making a mess of it. Well, sorry. I don't think it's going to work out for me to be on the date with you tonight to give you pointers. Don't panic. Just because I won't be there doesn't mean I can't give you a tip or two. I guess it's the least I can do. It's not like we've seen much of each other lately with you and her getting so serious. If you do things right next weekend, you'll probably be so busy hooking up with her in the future, you won't even have time for me anymore. But it's a sacrifice I'd be willing to make to see my best friend happy. At least, if being with her is what makes you happy, you definitely seem to think so. So, let's get to work on getting you ready for the big date. First things first, we need to do something about your kissing. I know you've kissed her before. You do it all the time between classes. But you're kind of all over the place with that. Like a puppy licking someone's face. It's more than a little embarrassing to watch. Now, don't get mad. I'm just telling you this for your own good. You do want to impress her and hopefully end up doing her, right? Okay, good. So, let's get to work on your kissing. Start off by showing me how you kiss her. On what? On me, stupid. Look, I know I'm not the girly girl type, but I'm still a girl. You seem to keep forgetting that. But I'm also your best friend. I won't be afraid to tell you if you suck at kissing, but I'll tell you how to fix it. We drink from the same bottle all the time, so we've pretty much shared saliva before. And this is kind of the same, but just a little more direct. So just kiss me, dumbass. Not bad, but kind of timid. Just like how you are everything. Some of it may be because you're kissing me. Don't sweat it. I'm kind of weirded out, too. But let's try that again. Longer this time, and with more intensity. There. That's better. Now let's move on to more advanced stuff. Have you ever taken off a girl's bra before? Are you going to blush like this when you're with her? If you can't even answer the question, I think I know what my answer is. And I know what we have to work on next. What? I'm just taking off my shirt. It's the only way you'll be able to get at my bra properly. I could put one around the pillow and show you like that, but this is a bit more practical. And you used to see me topless all the time when we were kids. before these boobs became an issue. So reach around me and try to work the clasp. It's a lot more complicated for you than it is for me. Let me just lean into you a bit. Come on, it's not as complicated as it seems. Just, yeah, okay, there we go. Yeah, I had to take the bra off because I knew you'd do this the first time you see a real pair of tits. You'd look away and get all embarrassed. This isn't the kind of thing that's going to impress the girlfriend of yours. So it's okay to stare at my chest, even if I did give you shit for it sometimes in the past. I know my tits aren't as big as hers, but just use your imagination. Well, your imagination and your hands. You're planning on touching her, right? When you do, you don't want to be fumbling around or squeezing too hard or something lame like that. You could ruin the mood and end the fun real fast. So since you're just not cooperating at all, let me grab your hands and get you started. Well, now you're doing the opposite of what I was afraid of. You're not doing anything with your hands, even though I have them squeezed up against my breast. It's okay to let your hands close over them and squeeze them. Gently, though. They're not footballs, although I don't mind too much if you play with them, especially the nipples. Use your thumbs on them. Yeah, like a video game controller, if that helps. Now, you keep doing that while I undo your pants. No, seriously. Trust me. I can tell you're sporting some serious wood right now. Maybe too much? Let's face it, you're a little too excitable. At least when playing or watching sports or when playing video games. You like to go off, well, half-cocked. I kind of suspect that you're going to go off fully cocked as soon as you feel a girl's hand around your dick, and probably spatter yourself all over her. So, let me just see what happens if this thing sees some air, and if it sees my hand around it. Maybe you won't come at a girl's touch, but if you do, let's not have you find out with your girlfriend on your big night. Just try not to shoot it all over me, okay? I hear that stuff is hard to get off clothing. I better not risk it. Let me just take off my jeans and boxers. I don't want you to spooge all over these, because that would be hard to explain to my mom when she does the laundry. You don't want me to ruin my favorite jeans with your cum, do you? This will be another good test, too. I'll bet a lot of virgins blow their load at the first sight of a girl's pussy. Okay, you handled seeing your first non-internet pussy, okay? Let's see how you handle getting handled, then. You don't mind if I keep this thing pointed away from me, just in case you do? Okay. Now, don't flinch. A girl, especially your girlfriend, might take that the wrong way. It's just my hand. Maybe it's not as soft as your girlfriend's, and I've never had a manicure or painted my nails or anything. But it's still a girl's hand. You didn't come as soon as I touched you, or when my hand closed around it completely, which is good. But maybe me being your best friend is keeping you from getting too excited. You know, since you don't look at me sexually at all. So let me just stroke it a little to compensate. Just gently up and down. I'm impressed. I thought it would be all over by now. You might actually last until you're inside your girlfriend. But let's try a little more visual stimulation and see how you do. Just don't tell anyone I let you see this, okay?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm just rubbing my pussy. You think I never do stuff like that? I thought maybe if I did naughty things in front of you, it would be a good test of your ability not to blow your load prematurely. Because your girlfriend would talk. She talked about some of the many, many other guys she's been with. So watching me rub my pussy while I rub your cock is actually for your own good. I'm not getting any personal pleasure out of it. Well, not much. Well, since you've lasted this long, maybe there is one last thing I can show you. She's gonna expect you to get on top of her when the time comes. You're just going to screw up that part, though. Probably put your hand on her stupidly long hair or accidentally knee her in the stomach. So maybe I should let go of your cock and just lie back here. I should just lie back here, still rubbing my pussy. And you can try to get on top of me without causing any real damage. Just to practice for your girlfriend, you know? I wouldn't be a very good best friend if I didn't let you practice getting on top, would I? Come on, you can do it. Carefully, just move on top of me. I don't have long hair to watch out for, but try not to put your hands or knees or anything else where it doesn't belong. Stuff like that could screw up your first time. And as your best friend, it's my duty to help you get laid and lose your virginity. So just keep going. Okay, there you go. Hey, you did it. You're all on top of me. You managed to do it without blowing your load, too. Even when you had to watch me frigging myself the whole time. I'm proud of you, dude. But since you're here, you do know that the entire wanting to help you losing your virginity thing can work in a couple of ways. You could wait until the big date, which may get delayed. But even if it does happen, maybe something happens so that the two of you don't actually do it. But I'm here right now. We're both naked. We're both kind of horny. I'm not nearly as feminine as your girlfriend, but I have okay breasts and a wet pussy. You don't seem to be as weirded out by the situation as you were at the beginning. All I have to do is spread my legs a little more, or a lot, and I can stop rubbing myself and use my fingers instead to just kind of hold myself open for your cock, which is conveniently just a few inches away. If you felt like putting it in me, I wouldn't tell anyone. Not our friends, definitely not your girlfriend. It would just be our little secret. Now we're so close to doing it. Do you really want to stop? Yeah, right there. I'm just trying to make this as easy for you as I can. Just push the head into my pussy a little, and then I can move my hand away. And then you can. Oh. Oh. It's about goddamn time. I've been trying to plant the idea of fucking me into your head for months now, but you've never seemed to pick up on it. Especially after you started dating her. I thought we should just do it once, you know? Just to try it. We both have to do it we both have to have a first time. I thought it would be better if ours were with each other. Yeah, of course I'm okay, you big wuss. I just got something in my eye. It's definitely bigger than what I have in my pussy. But maybe if you move it a little, it might still be able to get some enjoyment out of it somehow. Oh, did that piss you off a little? Good. You've become too soft since you started dating her. But it's good to see some of the same old asshole I grew up with in return. And if you want to get back at me for implying you had a small cock, then you can fuck me harder with it and see if you can make me regret it. Oh, yeah, that's the spirit. I knew my best friend was still in there somewhere. Oh, even better. You're in me now. Your cock is deep inside me, fucking me, stretching my poor little virginal pussy. Not being wasted on that slut's tired old twat. I'll bet once you've had mine, hers won't be all that fun anymore. You might even want to come back to me for another try at some point. I'd be more than willing to try this again. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Fuck me harder. I don't mind a little workout or a bruise or two. Not like that silly girlfriend of yours. I bet she'll get upset even if you mess up her pretty little hair or her makeup. She probably doesn't even know how to sweat. Well, you're making me sweat. Oh, and breathe heavy and feel all good inside. And best of all, I don't fuck like a proper little lady. I fuck a guy with a pussy. Oh. Oh, and I'm not gonna come like a girl either. All quiet and stuff. I'll be loud, like when we play video games or... Oh, yeah. Watch sports or do something else. You'll never gonna forget what fucking me is like, or ever regret it. You'd have regretted it more if we never did this. Now fucking come in me. Please, don't make me beg for your cum. You know I don't like looking weak in front of you, or even under you. Oh, fuck, but I do want your cum. I need it. If you try to make me beg, I'll do it. Come on, I need it. Oh, God, fuck me. I need you to come inside me. God, if you make me beg, I'll do it, but then I'd beat the shit out of you later. So, fuck, just please. Come inside me. Come inside your best friend's pussy. Come on, and I'll come with you. You just fuck me harder. Oh, and you'll get all of it. You'll get my cum too. Our juices mixed together. I know you want it. Come on. Come on. I'm gonna come soon. Are you gonna come? Fucking come inside my wet little pussy. Come on, you know you want it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Shit.
You know, you look really stupid when you're coming. I'm sorry, but it's true. I don't mind, but that girlfriend of yours might think you're having a stroke or something. But it's definitely something we could fix with enough work. We just need to give each other a lot more orgasms until you learn to control a bit better. We can work on your sexual technique, too. You're pretty good, actually, but there's always room for improvement. Whew, you're just lucky that you have a friend like me willing to help you with stuff like this. Just don't get the idea that I'm going to go all soft and girly and falling in love with you, or that I've already secretly been in love with you for years. Don't make me laugh. But as long as we're lying here, well, that girlfriend of yours is probably going to want to cuddle after sex. So maybe we should work on that too.